Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we do it every week. I'm pumped up about it. I'm also hot as a firecracker. It's time for the picks. It's the scariest game of the week.
Double box.
Don't want to hear what you had to say.
Because he's black.
All right, take it easy.
Not okay. Boo this man.
Go to the pigs.
Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Brought to you by me throwing Kenny down a flight of stairs. You know how you follow up an 8-2 week? You come back 7-3. I'm now 11 games over 500. 15-5 the last two. And this is where I cool off. Buckle up. I don't like this board at all. Notre Dame laying 10. They travel to Pittsburgh to take on Rico's Panthers. Rico?
Well, Mike, for the first time ever, I got a peek at what the games were going to be before the show because nobody told me they were at the bottom of the sheet.
My God, what are you, Rich Eisen? You're going to cry? Go ahead.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Damn. That's right. That's right. Science, big dog, take Pitt. Kenny Cott.
Notre Dame didn't look all that great against Louisville. 10 points is too many. Give me Pittsburgh.
I'm the least over to the hatchet racist man. Person in this room.
This has nothing
Mr.
to do with...
Mr. President, thank you.
Wait, what was that?
That's the from president last night.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Nope, keep going.
Nothing to do with big dog. I just hate Notre Dame. Pittsburgh.
Because it's so
Mr.
dark.
Mr. President, you have a selection. Go ahead, please.
I'm the least racist person in this room.
I hate Notre Dame. Pittsburgh, give me all those delicious points. Game number two, Nebraska, Buckeyes. Buckeyes laying, get this, 26. Rico Beard.
26 is not enough. Ohio. Give me the Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm. Hold these weenies in your hand.
That's what Nebraska may as well be doing. We go over to Kenneth Cott.
This is going to be a statement game for the Buckeyes. Right out of the chute, they're going to put Nebraska in a trash can. Give me Ohio State.
Hatchet will be... Oh, Lord, help us all. Roberto way off on his timing. It's going to be a great picks. Over to Hatchet, who'll be breastfeeding during this game.
I'm so glad the Big Ten scheduled this game. Nebraska cried. Ohio State all day in this one.
Color Buckeyes by a zillion. Let's go Penn State -6. They travel to Indiana. This is Rico's surprise team. Go ahead, Rico.
It is, and Hatchet took a lot of grief last night on social media because he put it out there. I tried to put the fire out and say, Hatchet, don't do this. Don't go down this road. He did not listen to me. Indiana, I'm telling you, folks, they will be the sleeper team in the Big Ten. You don't want to play them. Michael Penix Jr., maybe the second-best quarterback in the league. Give me Indiana and a flat-out upset.
All the bumping down low. Over to Kenny Cott. Kenneth.
6 points is a lot, but I think ultimately the experience of Penn State will win the day. We are Penn State.
Oh, he's an idiot.
I agree. I hate that phrase too. Hatchet.
More flat coming my way. Penn State will win this game all day.
I love Michael Penix Jr. I'm going to ride with Rico on this one. Indiana lives to disappoint, but I'll take the 6. I'll walk into the trap.
Oh, yeah.
State University of New Jersey travels to Michigan State, MSU.
State University of New Jersey.
Oh, I got a million names for them. The Warriors of the Raritan. MSU laying 13.5. Rico, what do you got?
I think this will be a statement game. Most coaches in their very first game have to give the fans something. I don't think Mel Tucker will continue this. He may go back to being like D'Antonio and keeping it close to the vest. But for this game, Mike, Michigan State will cover.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, OJ. Over to Kenny.
I'm more likely to not drink on a Saturday than to pick Rutgers on a Saturday. I'm picking the Spartans here.
I'm usually pretty right about stuff.
Yeah, I'd be careful here. We go over to Hatchett. He hates State. Can't wait to hear this.
I do hate State, but the Big Ten threw Michigan State and Mel Tucker a bone. Michigan State in this one.
Crap! Let's go to the man who does hype videos with Mel Tucker. Mike Valeni, right. You're up.
They won't be pleased because I'm taking the points. Too many unknowns with Michigan State. Quarterback roulette, little backdoor cover late for Rutgers. I'm going to take the 13.5. It's just too many damn points, man.
I'll be sending you a picture of Doug's cutout. Right after
I love it. You know what? We're also going to be posting Roberto's job after this show. This man is way off on his audio. Let's go to Michigan.
Maybe there's a delay.
Mike, his hands are numb from trying to put together that floor, that debacle. Yeah.
That's right. He's actually hitting the button with his balls. Michigan -3.5. They take on Minnesota. Go ahead, Rico, before he plays another drop ill-timed.
22 degrees probably by the end of that game. They got the experienced quarterback in Morgan. Yeah, you got Bateman at receiver. Wow. Give me Minnesota.
I agree with Roberto.
The freaking boat.
He's walking into it. Kenny,
I'm
going to
walk
doing?
Into it, too. I'm going to walk right into it. That weather's going to play a factor. Give me Minnesota here.
What a filthy guy.
Dang. Heather, that's your business. We go over to David. David, the line is moved 5.5 points. Are you walking into it?
Yeah, I wish I could pick Michigan here, but I am walking into it. I have to take Minnesota here all day.
Yeah, all right. You know where I'm at. You know I want Minnesota to win, but this is about pride here. When the number crosses the bridge from one team being favored to the other, and now you've crossed a field goal, I ain't walking in front of that train. I'm going to take Michigan and hope I'm wrong. Wolverines, National Football League, please. This card will put your balls in a vice. Packers -3.5. They travel to the Texans. Maybe Bob's into that kind of stuff. Over to Rico.
Mike, you know, I like what Aaron Rodgers has done. I think maybe he bounces back this week. But Texans know how to play it so close to the vest. Give me the Texans.
Spanking, spanking.
Well, we know one man who hates black quarterbacks, Kenny Cobb.
Oh, geez. The Texans can't be good teams and they can't be mediocre teams. Aaron Rodgers and the Pack will cover that, no problem. Give me Green Bay.
I'm the least racist person
correct.
In this room.
I was surprised when I saw this. -3.5 for the Packers, and the Texans are 1-5, which means my godson is going to do something in this game.
That's right.
Texans.
That's
hey,
trap.
Baby.
Someone remove him from the audio board. Texans, Niners at the Patriots. Patriots -2. Rico.
Oh, Mike, why did you do this to me? You know, I like Cam Newton. The Niners look like they may have gotten everything back.
Give me
the Niners.
No, you walked into it. Over to Kenny.
I have a hard and fast rule. If you allow the Dolphins to drop 40-plus on you under any circumstance, I can't pick you the rest of the year. Give me the Pats.
I'm hard.
Cam Newton didn't look good last week, but I think Bill Belichick wants to prove something to Jimmy G. So Patriots in this one.
This is Patriots all day. Sorry, Rico. They ain't losing 3 in a row. It's in the bylaws. Pats. Seahawks travel to Arizona. Take on Kyler. Cards lay in 3. Rico.
Well, Mike, you know where I'm going with this. We're going to go ride this until it ends, and they're about to pick up a new wide receiver in Antonio
Brown. There it
Brown.
Is. Go ahead.
Give me Seattle.
Go ahead. There it is. Kenneth.
Another case of which quarterback do I trust more? For me, it's Russell until proven otherwise. Give me Seattle.
Whatever.
That game had to kill you because they're both black quarterbacks. Really tough call for you.
Oh, come
over
on.
To David.
That's unwatchable.
I have to go Seahawks here because I have to believe when they sign AB, they're going to the Super Bowl, so Seahawks.
Seahawks, this is a trap. No way are the Cardinals given 3. I can't buy that. Steelers, Titans. Titans laying 1. We go to a man who lays it down. Rico Beard.
Oh, I can't understand why the Titans are only favored by 1. I think that they are so much better than the Steelers. Give me the Titans.
Yes. Over to Kenny. Kenny, what do you have?
I'm on the opposite side of this one. This one actually terrifies me to pick. I don't know how Tannehill has played so well, but Pittsburgh's defense has looked great. Give me the Steelers.
That's because you're afraid of David. We go to David.
Well, Tannehill will not be playing well on Sunday. Despite Bush being out, we will dominate in Nashville. Steelers all day. Here we go.
I just need the meme of Derrick Henry throwing you through the meteor plane. Titans, Lions, Atlanta, least watchable game of the week. Let's pick it and pretend we didn't. Rico.
Mike, I don't think that the Lions have a secondary that can handle all of the Atlanta receivers. Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford are the same person. Both like to put up fake yards, but Ryan will put up more fake yards than Stafford. Give me the Falcons.
I don't even know what that means. They're all real. Let's go to Kenny.
This will be one of those games where the Lions do just enough to look faux competitive. I don't know if they'll win, but give me the Lions here.
He's taking the points. We go to David.
Well, my uncle just had a birthday who lives in Atlanta, and because of that, I was going to go to this game, but COVID stopped me. I'm picking Atlanta.
Because it's so dark.
Mr. President, please. When you want the Lions to win, they lose. When you want them to lose, they win. I want them to lose, they'll win. Stat Padford, ride it. Lions. Those are the selections. Roberto, be better. 97-1.
That was good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.